Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
Like, if I fucked up on a date, you know, the whole time you talked about your ex, your spinal surgeries, your custody battle, your stranger with your brother, your employee problems, and I don't want to go on a second date, I'd be like, I get it. I'm a prostitute. I've sold my soul five times over.
Are you OCD?
Yes.
The bright side is they're always really intelligent and smart.
Not in my case.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress... comedian Julie Goldman and actress comedian Brandi Howard. Welcome. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, good
nice
morning.
Nice to see you. It's been so long.
It has been too long. You guys had your show that we were hearing all about.
Oh yeah, the San Francisco show. And then we have the Irvine show on the 23rd, which I think there's only like 8 tickets left.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, it could be, will be completely sold out, but it's a lot of chumps.
It's heavy
on the chumps. It's Todd and Carrie and Jameson and Andrew Freund.
Maybe Monica.
Maybe Monica. I got to talk to her today. You.
My mom and dad.
Me. Megan.
God.
Doug. I mean, it's chump heavy.
It's big chump energy.
It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a different show than San Francisco. San Francisco, I went to a couple dark places, which I was upset about that after the fact.
What do you mean?
You know what it is that I'm one of these people that I am very upfront. I usually answer every question. And that was the problem because Doug got a little drunk, dropped his clipboard, and then the audience took over. And it was like question after question after question, some of which were dark. But I feel the need to answer it because, right. You know, you pay all this money, you come see me, you go, you know, you drive 2 hours, whatever. I feel like I want you to know something that we don't, about me or about us that we don't speak about on the radio. So I think it just went too deep. It's not deep. It just went too dark.
I mean, what?
Too dark.
Every question.
You guys, and yeah, what? All your gangbangs?
I wish.
Gangbangs are fun to talk about. No, I just think maybe it was my headspace. It was my emotional instability. I don't know what it was, but it's, we're not going to do a repeat of that.
It was like they were trying to be like intimate, like it was all intimate talk.
Yeah.
Like getting like how are your feelings.
Yeah, and then also like behind the scenes things like
what you argue about and shit.
It triggered. I think it triggered me a little bit. We're not going to do that again. We're not doing that again.
Well, I would have asked to you to tell me what happened, really happened on Watch What Happens Live with the Brandi Glanville slap. And I'm always too drunk around you to ever be like, I never get to say, tell me the story. So you can.
Oh, I'll tell you the story. But first, I do have to get something off my chest. They're like, oh shit, here he goes. It's not, okay, I'm not mad at any listeners. I'm not mad at Brandi. I'm not mad at Julie. I'm not mad at Shane. I'm mad at Gage.
Ooh.
I'm at a gauge. And since we don't communicate, I have nowhere else to vent it except for here. So I just want to, I'll back up a little bit and just tell you my frustration. And any people out there that co-parent, and there's a lot of you that do co-parent, it's not always like, you know, we're not always consistent, you know, with each other, whatever. So what happened was, I want to make this quick. Wednesday nights, Monroe is with me. And then we drop her off at school. Gage picks her up from school on Thursday. Thursday nights, she's with Gage. Yesterday, as you know, Monroe was home for school because when she woke up in the morning, she was warm. I took her temperature. She was had a over 100-degree fever. She had a cough, and she had a runny nose, and she was congested. So I elected to, obviously, not put her in school. So I texted him. It was cool. He got back. I said, what do you want? I'm filming. I'm going to the doctor. I can't drop her off at noon. Do you want to pick her up? Otherwise, I'll try to make some arrangements. He's like, yes, fine. Communication was fine. Said, I gave her Tylenol at 8, just so you know, if you give her Tylenol again, whatever. I go out last night to dinner with Scott Anderson, which is a whole nother conversation. And I get a text from Andy Cohen.
Oh.
And he said, I'm at Tower Bar. Your daughter is so cute. She's all dolled up. She's adorable. I'm like, thank you. And then I was like, what the fuck is Monroe Lewis doing at Tower Bar?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, first of all, for those of you who don't know L.A., Tower Bar is kind of this Hollywood hot spot where, you know, it's the who's who's, it's celebrities, it's all of that. I've never seen a kid there. There is a hotel there. I've never seen a kid there, but I'm sure people check in with children all the time and probably eat in the cafe or by the pool or whatever. But what I don't understand is she was home from, so she was sick 5 hours ago, at least I know, because she was in my care 5 hours ago with a temperature. What are you doing at Tower Bar? And I just think this is like such a crazy lack of judgment.
Violation too. Wow. I feel violated.
I can't do anything about it because, you know, he's with her 50% of the time. But I was upset. And so I sent him a text. I didn't think he was going to get back to me. But I did send him a text and I said, did you take Monroe to Tower Bar tonight? She was sick all morning with a fever, cough, and runny nose. She missed school today because of it. Andy said he ran into you. Seriously poor judgment, in my opinion. Of course, he's not going to respond to that. So he did this morning, though, but I'll read that in a minute. But so what is upsetting to me is I, every day, all day, every day, I'm always concerned about my child's well-being, happiness, and health. If my child is sick, you know, first of all, she should have been home on the sofa, under a blanket, in bed, relaxing, whatever. She shouldn't be dressed up at the Tower Bar. And I'm guessing that was Gage's decision. I don't think Monroe had a sore throat and said, Daddy, I'm just craving the Branzino and a Shirley Temple at the Tower Bar.
I want to go down to the Tower Bar, Dad.
No, she wants frozen chicken tenders. That's what she wants. So that would tell me that he wanted to go to Tower Bar.
Yeah.
Right? So fine if you want to go to Tower Bar, get a fucking babysitter because 5 hours ago she had a fever. She missed school today because of it.
He dolled up the panty dropper. He was like going to take and parade her around Tower Bar.
Yeah, like some sort of accessory.
Yeah.
I mean, like, sorry. Again, I don't care. Like, you know, she's not like dying. So, you know, if you want to go out, if you had plans to go out, but get a babysitter for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So it's just so frustrating because I have no control over this. And I can understand other people's frustration who co-parent, but it's really, really frustrating. And then this morning I got a text. And then I'm going to tell you about his gaslighting, because that's what he fucking does. But this one is, I'm wondering if you would like to share a few, if you'd like me to share a few judgments and opinions I have of you. Mm. Or how you would like unsolicited advice on your parenting. I'd imagine that might be offensive. You know what? I was just questioning while my sick kid is at the Tower Bar at an adult restaurant on a school night when she's been out of school.
Terrible lesson. You missed school, but then you went out that night.
Yep.
That's like the whole thing. If you stay home from sick from school and then you're like, can I go play? No.
Right.
Can't do anything fun once you miss school. You have to stay.
That's a good point.
Maybe she had a blind date with Andy Cohen's son.
I know. Yes. Maybe she needed to get there.
Now that would be worth it. And that was why she's all dolled up.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Power couple.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Very hot.
So that happened. And the gaslighting part is, so yesterday when she was sick. Okay, so... Did you ever tell you about the gym class that's going on at the park that he is adamantly against?
No.
I can't tell you what to do, you know, when you have Monroe, but he doesn't like the gym class at the park. Backstory is there's a private company. They go to the park and they bring their gym equipment and there's like all these kids enrolled, right? And you spend like, I don't know, a couple $100 for 6 weeks. So she was there one day and they let her play on the equipment before the class started. So my nanny's like, she really had fun. We should probably enroll her in that class. And then Gage starts saying, I don't like that class. They are not attentive to the kids. They aren't, you know. And I said, well, first of all, Lisa is always 24 inches from Monroe at all times. It doesn't matter if they look the other way or they're flirting with the nannies or whatever. It doesn't matter. She gets to use the equipment. Lisa's there with her. So yesterday when I said she was sick, and of course this makes me so fucking mad, this is what he said. Hold on, let me find it.
I love like Monroe's like she's doing like on a weight bench, just like, yeah, just rolling out, just working my lats. Some child.
It's
gym.
Just a little passive aggressive dig. I said, I'd mentioned, hey, woke up today with a fever, the whole thing. She seems to get sick after that gym class at the park.
Ooh.
Because he doesn't want her in that gym class.
Wow.
And so I just said, honestly, she's been sick for weeks on and off, which is true. And I was actually thinking about calling the doctor. Like, we got to get her some vitamins or something. Mm-hmm. But maybe she's sick because she's at the fucking Tower Bar.
Her late night schedule.
Thank God. Just drinking it up at the Tower Bar. Doing it. She's. Did you check her Instagram? You know what I mean? You better check her Instagram.
The Insta story with cheers.
She's like, I'm here with Katy Perry, bitches. My new outfit. It was Wet Wednesday, right?
Great news. We got the doll head out of the pool pipes.
Congratulations.
And by the way, you should see this thing because she is not looking good. Her hair is a matted mess. Her face is all fucked up because she's been through those pipes.
Yeah.
So everything's up and running. I'm heating the pool. I'm going to take Monroe to a late night dinner at Craig's.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go night swimming. And then we're going to build a tent in the backyard.
And yeah. Then Saddle Ranch for after.
Yeah.
For a drink.
Ooh.
Perfect. Nice. Or go back by the Tower Bar. You guys should espresso martini.
Yeah, go to the Abbey. You guys should go to the Abbey. You know what I mean?
So as you ladies know, because I brought you up to speed, we had a little controversial show on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of, bad, negative comments. It was like a wave. It was like a big tidal wave, like a tsunami. Anyway, so, I'm trying to rebound from that.
Mm.
And I'm glad. Well, my brother called me yesterday. You know, I made the unilateral decision to discuss my brother's daughter and how she's special needs. And I did that because they were getting a lot of mommy, daddy shaming.
Ugh.
And unsolicited parenting, critiques. And my
age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what happened was I haven't talked to Carrie since because it's nothing we really spoke about and they haven't really made it a public, situation. So I didn't know how they felt. I'm having dinner with them tonight. Not at Tower Bar.
Mm.
We're probably going to go to Boa because Monroe will be at Tower Bar and I don't want to run into her.
No, you don't. You
I don't want to embarrass her.
No, you don't.
In front of Katie.
Yeah.
And I'll refer, Dad, I'm going to Tower Bar. Ugh, you are so embarrassing. Please. God.
She'll see you drive by. Gross. Gross. My dad drive by.
Ugh, he's in the Zaddy wagon.
No, he's in his date car. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, he said yesterday, he goes, look, I know why you did it. And I said, look, I said, they were tagging me when they were tagging you guys. And I said, I just felt like we needed, I needed to put that out there. Mm-hmm. He's like, Carrie is getting a tremendous amount of positive feedback now and support, which I'm really, really happy about. Because she kind of feels like on an island. She doesn't know a lot of people with special needs children. She doesn't have anyone to talk to. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that support will be good for her. My brother said, he's like, yesterday we were dragged for being the worst parents. And today, like, she's the, she's the world's greatest mom. I said, well, you guys are superheroes, in my opinion,
Yeah.
And I think that, and he's like, yeah, you wouldn't believe it. He goes, I think the hot toddies, like, I think the membership is going to double.
Oh my God.
And I said, I bet you will. He's like, yeah. He's like, the MILFs are out now. So then I thought to myself, and don't judge me because I didn't do it. It was a fleeting thought. And I know that there's karmic implications. I know all that. But there was part of me that thought with all of the controversy on Wednesday and all the wonderful support and well wishes Carrie and Todd are getting, I thought, I should have said Monroe was special.
Yeah.
And I know it's terrible. It's horrible. I'm sorry I said it. I didn't do it. It was just like a fleeting what if.
Well, it's also for me in my mind, I think to myself, like, don't you think like the justice that was served to every self-righteous entitled asshole who needed to judge a parenting of somebody that they don't know anything about? And now guess what? You were judging on a special needs kid and don't you feel like shit?
Yeah.
Did you see that thing on Andy Cohen where someone wrote on his Instagram?
I did.
Yeah. Like you should be doing better for your son. And he was like, what exactly am I doing wrong? And then they were like, oh, whoops. Sorry. Nothing.
JK, I love you.
Yeah.
Well, so I have it, which I think is a pretty good get. If you watch that show on Netflix, My Unorthodox Life, I love that show. Julia Hart she's basically the star of the show, and she's coming in next week, which I'm very excited about. It's a good get. But her publicist reached out on Thursday, right after Wednesday's show, and she said, we would like a topic list. We would like you to provide a topic list prior to the show. Mm. Now, that has never happened in 4 years doing this show. Never happened. However, and I will not mention a name, but this is pretty juicy. We had we had talent on. I'm not going to say who, but the person is legitimately 10 years older than what we all think. If you Google this person, you will see the fake age everywhere. But this person is legitimate, like we know, 10 years older. That was told to us prior to the appearance, that this person, we are never to discuss this person's age. Which is amazing.
That was the only other person who wanted to know the topics, just to make sure it wasn't going to come up.
And I really, do I want to tell you? Yes, I can't, because this is why I'm considered a risky booking. I want people to trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you come on the show and say, I don't want to talk about my 12 abortions, I want to honor my commitment to you.
Yes,
right?
That's fair.
Your gangbangs, whatever.
Yes.
Yes. No, we don't talk about that.
So, I'm dying to know who that is, though.
I am,
absolutely
too.
Dying. I'm going back. I'm just going to go back through all the guests.
Yeah.
And I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
you're definitely going to figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out.
You are 100% going to figure it out.
What, did they think that you were going to lay eyes on the person and be like, whoa, holy shit.
Like to their face?
Yeah.
Well, that person legitimately looks 10 years younger than they are.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Like you wouldn't question it, which is why no one.
I got a pronoun. I got a pronoun.
What did you say?
I said
nothing.
They got
don't
away with it.
Yes. You're going to fuck things up for me.
They got away with it and they still are.
And they still are. And we, you know, we will take that to our graves, right?
Right.
Unless I write a book. And then that's a whole other thing. Because, you know, you need those nuggets.
Have to.
You do. Well, gotta listen, anyone who watches Beverly Hills 90210 or any show from any high school show, particularly 80s, 90s, all of those people are 10 years older than the age that they say that they are. You know what I mean?
I'm talking, you Google this person. And this, I don't know, they must have the best publicists on earth. They've scrubbed the internet. It is all the fake age.
How? All right, well, we're going to.
It's nuts. Yeah. I mean, we need to. It's too late now for me.
Oh. That would be a lot of work to scrub the internet every time you said your age.
So, look, I'm not going to, because of the karmic implications, I'm not going to say that Monroe Special needs for attention, although I could use the good press. However, there are other things we can do. I thought about adopting another pet because people love that.
Oh, yeah.
A little kitty.
Hero.
That's hero. That's hashtag hero.
Yeah.
Hashtag save a life.
They love that I have kitties because it shows that I'm soft and sensitive.
Yeah.
So, but you're right. It humanizes me. But I don't really want another cat because I'm already at my cat quota.
Right.
So what do I adopt? I'm going to have to die like another dog or something?
But something sweet, maybe something, I don't know, from Australia or like
ooh,
something.
Yeah.
Like a koala?
Or like, from it, like the hurricane animal. Like
The fires.
Or the fires.
Yes.
That's always good.
What if you got like a wombat or a capybara?
Oh, are they house trained?
Maybe. I mean, maybe. You could house train them.
What about a bird?
What about a bird?
Fuck no. That's where I draw the line. No way. Absolutely
no
not.
No bird, no parrot, no like... No, nothing. Okay.
But don't you think adopting a pet would be good? I could make a donation, maybe to like. Could.
I don't think that'll work.
No, like even if it's like COVID research or something.
Well, that might, since the wave was all about. Now, were you overwhelmed? Were you like, oh my god, or were you just like troll, bot, fake? Who cares?
It happens periodically, so I'm like, it's not like I'm new to it. My guests are new to it, so I always get bummed out for the guests. I'm used to it, and literally like. Like today, I open up my phone, like Instagram right now. You suck.
Yeah.
Literally, there's a you suck, right? Just
wonderful. What a wonderful. Wow. Just reply and say, Hal, what specifically am I doing that sucks for you? And they'll go, whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
Illy. Love you.
Illy.
Coming to your
Illy.
Show.
The other thing I could do is I could drive around Los Angeles. I could look for a traffic accident.
Oh.
I could stop and help, preferably pull someone out of a burning car. And that would, I mean, then I would do the talk show circuit, I think, if that happened.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
The Good Samaritan route.
Now,
but then they'd
what?
Be like, might become a vaccination issue at that point. Did you know they were vaccinated?
Right. He wasn't wearing a mask. Yeah. I was burning alive in my car, and this unmasked man came by to pull me out. And I said, no, sir, no. I don't need to get COVID. Burning alive. Now, you could go down Melrose, where apparently there's this crime spree.
Yes.
And
do what?
Save people. So, like, the other night, there was at the cafe.
Probably the night
were
that Monroe
outside.
Was out and her ride out.
Oh, my God. You're right.
It was that night.
Exactly. It was the night Monroe was out. Two guys with guns were outside of a Melrose cafe, and they took all the people, like, all their shopping bags and whatever they had outside the cafe, and then they, like, went on their way.
Can we knock one down?
What? Yeah, that's what
down.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about you are like, boop, 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 boop. Run, knock over.
I don't want to
gun.
Risk my life, though, but I could use that stun gun I have. What is that company that gave me that stun gun?
The Axon Taser.
Yeah. I could use that, maybe that stun gun. But you know what? What if we just found like a normal flat tire and you lit the car on fire?
Yes.
And we staged it.
Yeah.
Like, oh
up
my God.
The stakes a little bit.
Because let's just talk about what we normally do. Well, I don't know what you do. But when I'm driving down Sunset or Laurel or wherever, and I see an accident, not only do I speed up, mm-hmm. not only do I change lanes, mm-hmm. not only do I look the other way, mm-hmm. they could be waving like, help, help, help. No. And I think to myself, I should call 911, but then I'm going to have to get off Instagram.
Then you're going to be set on hold as well.
Yes. And you're going to sit on hold forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Like, it's like calling AT&T.
You have to sit on hold at 911?
Yeah.
Here in LA, you do.
And also, we've done it before. We were in the car together one time, and they were like, ugh, we know. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
There's a fire.
I'm sorry.
We were driving. There was a full fire. We were like, Jesus,
on the
side of the road is on fire.
Yeah.
And then they were annoyed.
We know. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like, you're bothered.
Yeah. I'm sorry I bothered you with half of the hill on fire and three trucks blown up. Excuse me.
There was a truck on fire. That's right, too.
There was a full truck on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't win for losing. You know what I mean? You just can't. So it's like, what are you going to do? The best you can do is just
tell everyone to fuck off.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you can do.
I don't really get back to those haters. I don't.
you don't message them back?
I think about it. Jeffrey wants to, but then I'm like, no, this is a waste. And that's what they want. They want the engagement, the negative. It's just I don't do it.
Do you turn it off and say I'm not reading that for a day?
No,
you just keep reading.
It's honestly, I'm desensitized now.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
totally
good.
Desensitized.
That's
you
so
can't
good.
Say anything. You can't say anything that'll upset me. It's really nuts.
Well, I mean, on Twitter.
Or
on
Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram, I mean.
It's all been said 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just take one thing, too, and then they repeat it. And so you're like, okay, my laugh's annoying, and
they've trained
I should
me.
Kill myself. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
I'll never not be annoyed. I just will she has to disengage me, or I'll kill somebody.
Yeah, you should talk to Dr. Donna.
I should. I've been therapy.
I'm going to call her right
years.
Now. We're going to take a break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with comedians Julie Goldman and Brandi Howard. Tell me about your, you had a big audition yesterday.
Well,
and you think you're going to get it?
No. Well,
you're right for it.
I am right for it. I had a big audition for a feature film in the industry, and it was for a truck driving woman.
Yes.
With an enormous quote pot belly. So I feel really good about myself.
Right. And you so know what I mean? Your agent's like, I just submitted you.
Yeah, and it was, she's just like, this is great. I mean, we're on a roll right now. So it's just like, I was like, okay. So I just, you know.
Because you were a security guard.
I just was a security guard on a show.
Okay.
Where they thought I was a security guard.
That's good.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That means you're a good actress.
The people who are. I didn't even say anything. I was just standing there.
She was riding in the van.
It's your presence.
My presence was so.
You didn't have to say anything.
Apparently not.
That's good acting.
I didn't need to say anything.
No dialogue.
No, the dude said, so where are you stationed, bro?
That was the line.
Where am I stationed? I'm talking about, that's what that person asked me.
Yeah.
Where I was stationed.
And then what did you say?
I'm in the show.
I'm a woman.
Like, well, I just was like, I'm on the set.
I'm stationed on camera. I'm on the set.
I'm on the set.
What about the sober journey? Mm. What's happening with that?
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. How long did it last?
We did our...
I mean, it lasted
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
That's yeah. good. Yeah. 21 days? 20?
Also, we did drugs during that. We just didn't drink.
Got it.
And it was really, it's like.
No judgment here.
There was no.
Don't have them on again. SiriusXM, did you hear that? They do drugs.
And their laugh is annoying.
The man one always giggles. And I don't understand it.
I stood in front of your liquor. You have a lovely bar.
Thank you.
It's gleaming. I went through a whole journey in my mind.
It calls my name.
How the dusting goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if there was a speck of dust, it wouldn't be as enticing. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like.
I know. It's so pretty. I stare at all the bottles.
Gorgeous. Just,
but I'm waiting for my new Bloody Mary mix is arriving today. So I'm real excited to try that. Not the second it gets here. I'm going to wait till an appropriate time.
Right.
Like right before I drive Monroe to school.
Exactly.
But
so make her one before she goes out.
Do you want me to talk about your parenting choices? But yeah, so good. I'm glad to hear you're not sober anymore.
It didn't help with the weight loss at all. What helps with the weight loss is not eating.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You get a raise in a day and then you just drink.
And as you can see together as we did it, my weight loss journey is on a different journey than her weight loss journey.
Right.
I couldn't. Oh, it's hard.
What are you doing sober wise?
Well, first I want to ask you. So Elisa Donovan, who is also, well, she's a former anorexic. And she, what was she eating every day?
Red grapes.
Red grapes.
Only.
But you prefer
Seedless.
Raisins.
Mm. I like a couple raisins per day. And a bottle of wine.
Well, that's where you're getting all your nutrients there.
Yeah.
All your fruit.
The antioxidants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Red grapes, this is all she's eating. Are those ones with seeds in it?
No, was. No. Was. Now she eats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, when she was for her anorexic, she was
like,
just
she was legit. Yeah.
Like, it just has too much sugar.
So you think that was
for the anorexia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know.
So you prefer the raisins.
Yeah.
I like when I have my anorexic moments, I do the unsalted almonds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how That's many?
I try to just do a handful.
Yeah, the handful.
Two cans.
Yeah. And then I throw up.
Yeah, you have to.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have them. They're
I don't want them sitting in my stomach all day.
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't want those calories.
That pooch that would come from the almonds. I don't need to walk into a gym or wherever and be like, what's that almond pooch doing in here?
So what? How often do you drink? You're back to drinking every day then.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And
yeah.
What time do you start?
You know, I do like a day drink moment.
You do. It makes me so tired.
I can't do it.
I feel
so impressive.
I feel like when it doesn't go late, I don't feel as bad. I want to be tired. I want to go to sleep. I don't want to be drinking into the night.
But you guys are very creative. You're writing. You're doing all these things. So you're doing, you know, you're prepping for your podcast, Dumb Gay Politics, which
That's
you guys
true.
Can check out. There's new eps every week.
Yep.
Just when you find you guys are just kind of hanging out, you're writing, you're prepping for your podcast, is that when you just decide to make a drink?
This week, we drank martinis.
Yeah.
And the podcast was late. Came out on Wednesday.
Okay. But you know what? It was probably better, right? You spent a little more time. So the creative juices kind of flow with one drink.
I would say they flow.
More than one drink.
They flow. And they definitely can flow. Yes.
Yeah.
Like if we're, you know, especially when you're just trying to do comedy 3 times a week.
Yes.
You need to loosen up. You
right.
know what I mean?
No, I get it.
And so it just is, it can help. Plus, yeah. And then writing or whatever we're doing.
We weren't really drinking while we were working. We started drinking martinis on Labor Day and then we don't work then. We just hang
instead,
out.
But then yeah. after.
Instead of working.
Yeah.
Right.
It does kind of kill your motivation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's times where I'm like, I'm just going to go out to an early dinner. I'll have a drink or two and I'm going to come home and get some work done. Never do.
No.
Never, ever, ever do.
No. No. It's almost like the drinking happens and you're living life and then you do the work. It's you know what I mean? Like in
when
your hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hangover is where sort of like the freedom comes.
For some reason, I prefer to just get up. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. And I get up at 5. And I seem to be like, I don't know. That seems to be when I get the most work done.
I like a morning. I love a morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That for me.
You're getting up at 5 probably because also when you go to bed buzzed at all, you like go into withdrawals like really early. I always notice I wake up early after I've been drinking.
Oh, really?
Because your body's like, whoa, I'm like sobering up. What's happening? Uh-oh.
Now, I have an issue, which today I got up at 3:30 and then I couldn't go back to sleep till like 5, which was a bummer. But it's I talk about it, but I had a couple drinks last night. And then I was starting to dream that I have to go to the bathroom. And I've been talking about this week. And so I have to be very, very careful because I could have an accident. I haven't in a very long time. Mm-hmm. But I had to get up at 3:30. I'm like, fuck, you have to go bad. Like, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't go back to sleep because I'm afraid. So I did get up at 3:30 because I actually had to use the restroom. And I'm glad I did. But I couldn't go back to sleep, which is a bummer. So it's like a catch-22. Do you want to piss the bed or do you want to get another hour and a half sleep?
When you say accident, are we peeing the bed or are we peeing in the corner? Oh, okay.
Oh, peeing the bed. Yeah. But I haven't done it in a long time.
When was the last time you did it?
Years ago. Years
ago. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's sometimes people will get up and like when I'm in a hotel, I've peed on the side of the bed in a hotel room before.
You have.
Because
drunk.
I don't know what I'm thinking. Yeah,
yeah.
I think I'm at home and I'm sitting on my own toilet. I'm not sure, but I go, oh, well, I guess I peed there last night. I mean, but you know, that's kind of a common thing. Like,
I think it's a lot more common than people aren't willing to talk about it. But I think it happens a lot more than we know.
Yeah.
But who's gonna look? If I go, I was on a date last night. If I go on a date and I start talking about wet in the bed, it's not hot.
No.
It's not hot. Who are you gonna talk? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how was your day?
You know, it's a little complicated because I went out with Scott Anderson last night. It was like our 4th date since we broke up. But I just want to be clear: we're not having sex. I'm not roaching because I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Like I'm not sure. Do I just want to be friends? Do I want this to be more? There's just been a lot. There's like a lot of water under the bridge. You know what I mean?
Are you doing a heavy petting in the range?
There's no heavy petting in the range. No.
No.
No. I'm purposely like, it's a like a wall. There's a wall. I don't know what I want to do.
Is Scott roaching?
Scott's zombieing.
Okay.
And in fact, I have to tell you, which is really funny, you fucking crazy listeners. He's like, Jeff. He goes, I don't know. Understand this, but your listeners are sending me emojis of ghosts and zombies.
Oh my God.
They found
and
it?
So I had to fucking explain the whole thing. Well, it's kind of a funny story. And I was with you girls, wasn't it? We were talking about him zombieing me.
Yeah.
So I had to explain the whole thing. And he's like, I am zombieing you. I'm totally zombieing you. I said, I know.
Well, and did you tell him I thought maybe he needed a new place to stay? That his lease was up. And he was going to trying to move back
that's
in.
That's right.
But remember, we discussed that.
He's
actually looking to buy a house.
He is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, I will hope that he moves next door to you because you're looking to buy a house as well, right? Could you imagine the zombie going that far? Like the lurk of it all? Like it's like, oh Scott, we had fun at dinner, but I don't think you need to live on my street.
Well, so this is kind of a strange time right now with COVID and all that. Normally, I don't ever roach, but maybe you sleep with two people at the same time. You know what I mean? If you're dating.
Mm-hmm. You mean it as in a threesome or?
No. Okay. I mean, yeah. No, I didn't mean that. I meant like, okay, so now I'm dating and I'm dating, say, like three people, and maybe you're having sex with two people or whatever. And they don't know, each other doesn't know you're having sex with them, but you're just starting to date. You got to figure it out. But now in these times, I totally get it. Like, I've had more than one conversation where someone's like, look, if we're having sex, I prefer you not to have sex with someone else.
Yeah.
Which puts you in a it's a tough position to be in.
I mean, I think that's usually the unwritten rule.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not in the gay world. I don't think so. I think gays, you go out, you go out on a couple dates, I think you know, right? You know that you're having sex with three different people.
Now it's three.
I'm locked down. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I feel like, no, that is true. The idea that people sleep around isn't. You're not a crazy
person. It doesn't go on for a year. It's why you're trying to, you're shopping.
Right.
You're shopping. Yeah. You're trying to figure out which one you want to be with.
Now, when you're in a relationship, are you getting a home massage with a handy? I always think of like gay guys who are like it that are married, you know, and it's like you want to just be, you know, monogamous, or you don't want to be, you're not out dating. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to get a masseuse. I'm just going to get a massage. I'm going to get a little J.O.
I don't think that's a very good idea. I think if you're in a committed relationship, I mean, maybe, unless it's an understanding.
I mean, it's better than going out and just like.
Oh yeah, just going out like on the street corner.
Yeah, like yeah. You know, getting the J behind the Abbey or something, or in the alley.
My
yeah.
partner gets a lot of massages.
Ding ding ding! There we go.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Ever since I left, he's been getting a lot of massages.
I'm telling you.
Oh shit.
He got a membership.
Oh.
What?
Membership package.
Yeah, he gets a lot of massages.
The handy package.
You're turning bright red right
the
now.
The handy just, gold.
I'm connecting
he's putting,
some dots.
Yeah, you're connecting dots. You're putting two and two together. Wow.
I think it's not bad if you know, the massage route, I think.
It's cleaner.
Yeah. I get turned on during a massage, and then I'm like distracted. I'm thinking like, something gonna happen here, but then nothing is. But I'm so stressed out about it the whole time.
I did go to, this was, we were filming Interior Therapy, and I remember, I don't know where we were, like deep, 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 deep in the valley. And we found like, Jenny and I, we found like this Thai massage or something. And I will say it was like an older lady, like really, like much older lady. And I kind of felt like, oh, she just grazed me accidentally. And then again, and yeah. then again, and oh. then again. And I was like, I mean, she didn't undo my pants or anything like that, but it was enough where I'm like, oh, this is what you do here. Because I think it was almost like an invitation, like, do you want this?
Right.
You know,
right.
I was like, you know, I did not want that.
And you're good looking. So she was like, oh, thank
well,
God.
I was really good looking then.
10 times better looking.
This was 10 years ago, 8 years
my
ago.
My parents used to live in Vegas, and they have this horrible bed I slept in. And if you want to get a massage in Vegas, you might as well just say, come molest me and I want to have sex. I don't know. I went to a place called Kingdom Come. My dad dropped me off. My dad went with me because I was like, and my dad's like older. And so he's there waiting for me. I'm in Kingdom Come. There's a shower in the room. There's a shower. And whoa. The whole time I was just so stressed out. And but then I was like into it too. And I was like, I just need her to finger me so I can just get this over with. Like, I can't handle. And then at the end, she hugged me and said, your boyfriend's here. And I'm like, that's my dad. That's my father.
Well, also wanted to mention that I did go to the doctor yesterday, that pain management doctor.
Yes.
And we did what was called facet joint injections, which is really interesting because this guy's focusing on the two discs that are above my fusion, where everyone else has been focusing on below the fusion. Mm-hmm. I have to say, like, I'm feeling more mobile today. I have less pain today. So we just got the injections yesterday. He said, I want to talk to you in about a week and a half, 2 weeks to see where you are. Now, this part is funny because he said, I want you to keep a pain journal. Okay. So here's the thing. Like, I'm in much more emotional pain than I'm in physical pain. And I have 39 pages already in my journal.
It's like, why did my dad say that to me?
It's been
he belittled me.
I'm talking all about my fear of abandonment. Yeah. Yeah, everything. Like, it's, we're going deep in my emotional journal. It's not exactly what he wants. And by the way, I think I am going to do that, and I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah,
and he'll be
should.
Like, what the fuck is this going on with this guy?
Not what I meant.
Now, I think that's great.
Is this the guy that made you wait? No, it can't be. Like the Leah.
No.
No, I'll never go back to that guy. No. What was his name?
Who cares?
No, I care. Let's see. I care. What was his name? And he had, there was a senior and junior, and it was senior
Watkins.
That
go,
you go know Watkins.
Watkins senior.
Okay. Can you send him a ghost emoji? Because that's exactly what he fucking did to me.
Yeah, he did. Mm.
So how'd you find this guy?
Adrienne Maloof was on the show. Mm. And she's like, you got to go see my guy. My brother and I see him. And she's had nerve ablation. I think she saved my life. So I need to send her something.
Her hangover cure saved mine because I took it from here.
The drink aid? Yeah. I have some in my refrigerator right now. Do you need it?
Yeah, I got it.
Shane I had it yesterday.
Gave us one, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, it works. It works.
I mean, I did a shot with it. Like,
it's full of vitamins. It tastes a little like urine, but it's full vitamins. It's really good for you, and it does cure your hangover.
Yeah, and you can do it while you're drinking, too, and it helps you for the next day.
I love it.
Adrienne Maloof, she came in with the doctor that that's good. To find somebody that you think is like being creative and giving you new ideas isn't just saying the same bullshit.
And that you feel better.
I mean, trust this guy. I think he knows what he's doing. And that's why I was going to recommend you, Julie, for your knee.
My knee, and I go to my back doctor next week for my diagnosis of my current diagnosis. And what's funny is that with my knee.
Don't lean back in that chair.
Oh, yeah. So I've been.
Don't break another chair, please. The replacement chair is not even out here yet.
Sorry. Ugh. I have been going to Leah's pool while she's away. Yes.
Does she know?
Yes, of course. Oh, yes, okay. Yes. I've been going to Leah's pool. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you swim and you have a pool or whatever. It is literally making a difference.
Really?
Yes.
But I can't swim laps in that pool. It's like two strokes and you're at the other end.
She's That's not all
doing
I'm laps. Doing.
She's doing lady aerobic.
I am literally.
Can you video that?
Literally. Like I do like a lap, whatever. It's exactly like your pool. So it's like back forth. But then I'm in the pool doing like I'm a 75-year-old lady doing aerobics and it is changing everything.
Can I ask you though, isn't the pool cold at Leah's?
Freezing.
Okay, mine's at 90 right now.
Well, it's.
You can use my pool.
Are you insane?
You can totally use my
As
pool.
As it is, Julie's going to get like revenge porn where she goes on to look at like e-porn and she's like, is that me at the pool, at Leah's pool? Am I and doing I jumping jacks?
No, I'm going to start an OnlyFans with Julie.
I mean, because you know that somebody from that chateau house is looking down being like, why is that man in a sports bra in that pool? Like, I'm just.
My pool is heated if you want to use it.
You're
welcome anytime.
Thank you.
It's really nice it's and warm.
Sounds
well,
since
now
we
that
got
right,
the doll head.
The Barbie head.
Right. I'm a little self-conscious, so I am just enjoying the
Just do it when we're
freedom.
Not, I'm never home. You can just, the housekeeper let you in. Just go down. I don't care.
Could you imagine if Jeff comes, it's Scott. I was like, I'm glad we're finally going to break the seal, Scott. That's Julio in the pool.
Hey guys, what's up? Hold on. Just a few more. Splash. Doing the, I'm doing
yeah,
Tracy
that might be, yeah,
the,
for the dating
yeah,
life.
You know what I mean?
But we can plan it where.
She's in there in the garage doing the video game.
Arcade.
Yeah, the arcade.
God, I love that game.
Yeah, I mean.
Talk about a stress release. I love that game. There's like 50 games on there.
I love it. I want to see it too. It's all the
you
old
love
good
it
games.
So much.
What's
so
on there?
Funny.
Pac-Man?
I do
Donkey
love it.
Kong?
That's why I like Chuck E. Cheese so much too.
I know.
All right, we're going to take calls. Also, so someone just DM me, tell us about Scott. Why four dinners? Well, we were together for a long time. We were together for like a year and a half. And I've seen a change. I've seen a difference. However, I'm very skeptical. He is like coming in hot, like he's really pursuing, and he has apologized. He's been accountable, all of that. He talks about leaving in January was his biggest regret. I do believe, unfortunately, we broke up four different times. I would say that the first three, I absolutely contributed to that.
Were you breaking up in fits of anger, or was it
kind of, and I really did push it, initiate it. I was very much a part of it. And I had mentioned, I said, I just don't understand January's because we had such a great 2 months. And then all of a sudden, like out of the fucking blue, you blindsided me. I said, so you understand how I don't trust you? Like, I want to believe you, And I said, at the very minimum, I said to him last night, at the very minimum, I forgive you. like, I forgive you. Like, whatever happens, I said at the very minimum, we can be friends. But I still just, the jury is out. Like, I'm, even though he's telling me this is who he is, it's really actions speak louder than words. And that's kind of why I've been doing these dinners without being involved.
And how are his actions?
So far, I feel like, you know, he's backing up his words with his actions. He's been in therapy for 6 months. But I just, yeah, I mean, somebody hurts you, like, and I'm, here's the thing, like, the scary part is, I could never see him to after last night, and I'm okay. Like, I dealt with the breakup. I'm all right. I worry I get sucked in again. Now my feelings are involved, you know, involved. And then in 6 months he pulls a shit. You know, that's what I'm worried about.
Could you be friends with him?
Yeah, I could.
But you aren't friends with any of your exes, right?
Gage and I are very close.
Okay.
We have a very tight relationship.
I mean, that's already pretty big for you to, I think, be friends with an ex. But then you end up being like hooking up. If there's any attraction there, if you say you're going to be friends, you're going to end up hooking up. If you think, are you still attracted to him or no?
I am. And then, you know, there's someone else in the mix and I don't want to necessarily screw that up. So I don't want to be a roach.
You can't really do that because don't they listen, any of them, or no?
Well, actually, Scott, his therapist told him not to listen to the radio. So,
it's good advice.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But you could just read shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's what's happening. And I don't know. I don't have any answers.
I think Scott and his going to therapy and changing is inspirational. I like hearing that worked and somebody, I mean, that's pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, it's been 8 months.
I thought you said
it's been
six
a long
months.
Time. No, he's been in therapy for 6 months, but we've been apart 8 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
whatever. I just want to bring this down before we go out.
Right.
Have I done that? Am I successful? Is everyone depressed?
Yeah.
Great. Have a shitty, depressing, negative weekend.
Thrilled no one called. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Julie Goldman, Brandi Howard, for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.